Okay, hi, I'm Marcel. I'm working at the European Microsoft Innovation Center in the enterprise team. And what I am going to show you today is our small feature we added to the PopFly platform, which is called the alternative block. And for this, I'm just drawing a very small, I'm going to draw a very small mashup, which is just using, let's say, the Twitter block. And I'm going to extract the Twitter images from the latest post and going to show it in one of the displays, which is this carousel thing. So I simply connect both in this way and save it. Let's save it under Twitter 7. And now I'm going to show you and I try to explain to you what alternative block means. So as soon as I have saved it, I can go to the Twitter 7 saved mashup. And what we are doing is, so what I did is I combined the Twitter block with the carousel block. And what we are doing with this alternative block, we understand how people in the community are using different blocks and try to extract information to recommend alternatives to users. And this is what we call alternatives blocks. So we can see here, for example, alternatives for displaying images. So going back, we are going to extract the images from Flickr and show it in the carousel. But other users are using also Flickr in combination with this display blocks, and alternatives for carousel are the image fader, the photo flip, or the photo show. So at least this feature helps me to easily find alternatives for my selected display style. And probably I would prefer to use a photo flip because it's much smarter. So it without this alternative, I would never find it probably in the display block. And so it's an easy way using this recommendation to adapt and change and modify the mashup in my personal style. And this is also expressed in the Tweaker UI. So you can either use it here or in the Tweaking UI. Thanks for your patience.
I'm Andreas from Germany. I can show you here my demo for sensor networks. So these are sensor nodes. They have a small microprocessor on it. They are usually powered by batteries, and they have some application-specific sensors. And finally, they communicate wirelessly with each other to form an ad hoc network. We have built a framework for the sensor network to program the sensor nodes, and to demo this, we have integrated this in PowerPoint. In this sensor node, I use the acceleration sensor, so if I move it, it switches to the next slide. So, or to the previous slide, depending on the direction in which I move the sensor node. So besides this node, we also have these other nodes where we use the light sensor. If so these two nodes sample light values and transmit them to the computer. And if I cover the light sensor, the computer adjusts the brightness of the presentation. So the idea here is that in a dark room you don't need a very bright presentation, but in a bright room, the presentation should also be much brighter. And finally, as the last sensor, we use this pressure sensor here. The idea, so it... if I sit on it, it detects the pressure, and the idea is to use this value for the attention level of the audience. So we show this with this smiley here on the screen. Now I've just sat down and I'm very active on the mat, so I'm probably very attentive, but if I get up again, after some time, the smiley will change and show that I have show no attention at all.